So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 12, Devotional Service, text number 10.
Abhyasya samartosi matkarma paramo bhava madartamapi karmani kurvan siddhim avapsyasi. Abhyasa,
in practice,
api, even if, asamartaha, unable, asi, you are, mat karma, my work, paramaha, dedicated to, bhava, become, mat artam, for my sake, api, even, karmani, work, kurvan, performing, siddhim, perfection, avapsyasi, you will achieve.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. If you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. Purport. One who is not able even to practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga under the guidance of a spiritual master can still be drawn to this perfectional stage by working for the Supreme Lord. How to do this work has already been explained in the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. One should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. There are many devotees who are engaged in the propagation of Krishna consciousness and they require help. So even if one cannot directly practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, he can try to help such work. Every endeavor requires land, capital, organization, and labor. Just as in business, one requires a place to stay, some capital to use, some labor, and some organization to expand. So the same is required in the service of Krishna. The only difference is that in materialism, one works for sense gratification. The same work, however, can be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, and that is spiritual activity. If one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple for propagating Krishna consciousness, or he can help with publications. There are various fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities. If one cannot sacrifice the results of his activities, the same person can still sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness. This voluntary service to the cause of Krishna consciousness will help one to rise to a higher state of love for God, whereupon one becomes perfect. So we have very famous texts from Bhagavad Gita. There's actually a progression. It starts from text 8 until text 11, and then text 12 is a bit harder to understand sometimes. So we have a progression which is actually a regression, because Krishna says you have to do this, and then if you cannot do this, you can do this, and if you cannot do this, you can do this, and if you cannot do even that, you can do that, and that's the way of the Vedic scripture are many times working. There's different practices, different levels of practice for different people according to their capacity, their current capacity. The classical example is eating meat. So the Vedic scriptures say you shouldn't eat meat. But if you insist, then there are some practices you can do which will help you gradually get to the point where you don't eat meat. Because actually, that's the point. So here in this four texts, Krishna is speaking about some levels. In text 8, he's speaking about someone who can focus his mind on Krishna. Not focused, actually. It's more like there's actually two stages there. One is called Smaranam, someone who just remembers Krishna. So, for example, I'll give the example a bit later. And then next stage is someone who has his intelligence focused on Krishna. And then text 9 is about sadhana bhakti. You don't think spontaneously about Krishna. So we do sadhana bhakti. And what's really interesting is in this text that we read yesterday, it says, by doing this, you develop the desire to attain Krishna. So it's not only that we do sadhana bhakti and we... But by sadhana bhakti, we should develop the desire to attain Krishna and gradually get to that point. And so these three are more or less internal bhakti. It speaks more about the mind. And the difference... So, for example, I was thinking about the cowherd boys. They don't have to focus their mind on Krishna. They don't do sadhana bhakti. There's sometimes it's described that the cowherd boys, they wake up at 2 o'clock and they go to play with Krishna because they are they love Krishna and they want to be with Krishna. So they just go, and Mother Ashoda is like, go back, Krishna is sleeping, go back, come later, it's not morning yet. And then they're like, okay. And then coming after half an hour, is it time? So, I don't know about the others, but I don't have this spontaneous desire. I don't wake up at 2 o'clock, oh, Panchatattva, are they awake already? if someone has this, my obeisances. But you practice this sadhana bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami says it's good to go for mangala, so okay. I will make an effort and I will wake up and I'll be like, oh, the bed really looks attractive, but still I will focus my mind. And I will get out of bed, go to take a shower and be in time for mangala. Okay. And the text today is speaking a bit about external bhakti, working for Krishna. Of course, working for Krishna can be done in many ways. It's ideally that you work for Krishna and you think of Krishna also. But many times it can be just working for Krishna. I mean, many times, I don't know if it happens to you, but many times we work in the temple and we just think of something else. I start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then I finish chanting and I'm like, how did this happen, you know? I finished my round, so, but I wasn't there. It's useful, but we should make the difference between external bhakti and internal bhakti. Internal means that you also put the mind in what you do. So Srila Prabhupada, in next class we will find even further stage, but I will in the next text but I will leave this for tomorrow. So you have to come tomorrow if you want to know what's if you cannot work for Krishna, what can you do? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says a few nice things. One is that he says one should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. And our philosophy is quite simple, and the way Srila Prabhupada presents it to us is quite simple, is that Lord Chaitanya has a movement, he has a mission, he has this Sankirtan movement, and he wants to expand this Sankirtan movement all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada puts it in a business-like mode, that every business needs a few things. So for example, we have this Harinam Sankirtan tours, and we also need some things. So someone who cannot perform sadhana bhakti, or even if they can perform, they can help in the mission, of course. So one of the example Srila Prabhupada is given, that they need a place to stay. So when we go in Harinam Sankirtan, we sometimes need a place to stay. If we go to Vir, then we don't. We go to Domžale, which is like 20 minutes drive, then we don't need a place to stay. But if we go somewhere a bit further, we go to Maribor, it's not so convenient that we go in the morning and 1.5 hour drive, and then we come in the evening. So it's really practical if you have some place to stay there, and in other places also. So some devotees to this service, they help. Okay, you can sleep over. Okay, nice. And some devotees even, we need some place to stay. We also eat sometimes. some devotees have help with this. Srila Prabhupada says, for expanding you need some capital. For this tour we don't need so much capital, because we are collecting. So, but anyway, if someone has wants to contribute, like for this, for Prabhupada Marathon, we had this Shastradana budget. So when we would go with Bhakta Marko in Maribor and meet lots of high school students who had no money, literally, or they just had some coins, we were relaxed. Oh, okay, no worries. Yeah, just take it, just take it and read it. No problem. So this is a way to help. And then labor, of course. Someone has to do something to expand this Sankirtan movement. And of course, there's needed some organization. There's lots of things around this, like there's some accounting done. Usually we just go pile some box of Lakshmi into Mataji Barbara's office and they're like, good luck. No, it's not really like not so bad, but yeah. So we need books. We need that the services in the temple are done when everyone. Probably it's not so funny if you have like you have a temple and services are arranged, and then 10 people are just going out. See you in 3 days. So someone has to manage all these cars and many other things. But you know that this is what Lord Chaitanya wanted. So what I was thinking, I wanted to share a few things which I learned from this last tour we did, maybe from other tours. Because this I saw that Sankirtan stories are really interesting. People have a taste for this. So what happened, and this happened, and this happened. Okay, maybe I will start with this with this part. There's a certain addiction, you know, like Sankirtan, Harinam, traveling Sankirtan gives a certain addiction. I was talking to Lalit Govinda Prabhu. He was asking, where are you going today? And I was like, oh, we're going to Ilirska Bistrica and Piuka. And he was instantly, oh, Ilirska Bistrica, we were there and we stayed 3 days and it was nice place. Piuka was not so nice, you know. And he was instantly remembering, not so much that he was remembering, but his face was getting a bit brighter, you know, like. It was like remembering, you know, like, that was ecstasy, you know? And I have a friend in Romania who is, he's in Krishna consciousness since the 90s. So he's always, from time to time, he's telling me the same story about what they did when they were in marathon in that city, and the water was they couldn't drink the water, so they were boiling everything in milk and so on, you know. But and then I'm like, on one side I'm like, okay, I heard this story 10 times before. But it's I can see it's real ecstasy, you know, like he's thinking. So I'm like, okay, 11. Okay, why not? Because for many devotees, this Harinam Sankirtan is the best memories they have in their lives, you know. When yeah, everyone talks about something, what they did in the past and so on. And most of the devotees, they speak about this. Yeah, I was young and I was doing this and this and going there and this, that. Yeah, so that's why I have to speak about I like also to speak about these things. So that was one thing. Another thing you learn from Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, what this Yaradeka Tarekaha Krishna Upadesha verse means. We were in Celia with Uddhava Mitra and Bhakta Doman, who are what you would call Sankirtan fanatics. So you can see wherever they are like you just park the car and you're preparing to take some luggage upstairs, and then you see one of them, and they're like, they take some books, and there's a neighbor of there, and they're like, hey, Evo Gospod, hey, Evo Zadusho. and then they are like speaking with this gentleman, and they are distributing a book or two, or and then you're like, oh, come on guys, come on, we're unpacking now, let's go up. No. And then next day you're waiting for the car to come, and you're there in front and you're just spacing out, and you're like, oh, when will they come? And you see that they take some books, and there's some neighbors. Where Uddhava Mitra is living is these big apartment buildings, like so there's many people, there's always some people around there, so they are like, we're waiting for the car, and they're like, hey, Evo Gospod, hey, Zadusho. Okay, and some neighbors already have the book, some neighbors are getting them. And that's it. And then you go for a program, like, and you stop in the parking, and it's like 10 minutes walk to the center, and they take some books, and then There, you go in front to be in time for the program. They come after 15 minutes, you know, like 20 minutes. They have less books than what they started, because there were some people in some bars there, so they had to ask them. So, you know, and the most interesting was in the evening, we had to take some water from some place, you know, like, yeah, don't ask why we needed water from that place. But anyway, there's some spring. So there's some spring there, and then you can, people take water. In Celiad, that's the place where you have to take water. So it's like 8:15 or something, 8:30. I was like, we had Harinam in the morning, and then we had this program, and I was just like seeing bad, 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 you know, like I was dreaming, oh, okay, bad. And then we have to stop to take water. Okay, we stop and take water. And then they go, Simon wants to take some bottles and starts filling. And then another guy comes, you know, to stay, to take water also. And then I hear, Evo Gospod, Zadusho. I like, oh my God, we're gonna sleep here. So they speak with this gentleman, da 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 da. And before Simon manages to fill all the bottles, this gospod takes some, checks his pockets, gives some donation, takes a book, and everything is settled. So this is. Some ways where you can see this, that this idea is really practical. I was tired, but for, on one side I was like, oh, let's go to bed. But on the other side I was really inspired to see that, oh, yeah, this is what it means, that you always think, okay, what can I do for this person? So, easiest way is just to give him a book. So, yeah. And related to this spring, that I didn't understand why we have to take water from there, because, yeah, I don't know. But, what I understood is that I don't have to understand everything. His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj says that, Madhyama Adhikari is expert in compromising. Compromising sounds like such a bad word. But in this context, it just means that we don't have... different people have different ideas. And we don't have... we are not always right. And sometimes it just doesn't... it's not important. If it's like this or like this. So a Madhyama Adhikari knows when to say, okay, you want it green, I want it blue. Okay. Yeah, we can have it green, no problem. So this is the mood of Madhyama. Because otherwise you'll get in trouble. You'll have problems. Because in Krishna consciousness, generally, there's very intelligent people who have good ideas. And what I also learned is that I'm not always right. Sometimes I'm convinced that I'm right. I'm like, I know, I'm so sure, you know, like, yeah. And then someone else has different idea. And some other has different idea. And you try one way or another, and then you see, oh, maybe the other version was better. So then this is an impetus to not force your own ideas so much. You know, like, okay, sometimes you can try like this, like that, but Yeah, it's not, you can try something. But the idea is that other devotees also want to serve. So they have this idea, you have this idea. And then you have to learn how to find a middle, find a place where, because eventually it's not me who has to be happy, it's Krishna who has to be happy. So you're trying to find some balance, okay, well, we don't go there, we go there, we do like this, So this is important, especially if you have a big group. You try to see how to synchronize the different ideas, you know. Okay, I'll skip this. So next thing I learn is about team building. Sometimes even we have this idea of team building, going to the mountains and having a retreat, which probably is a good idea. But what I learned is, for me, the best team building is this preaching activities. Because in Romania they say that the best friends you make is in the army. You have this idea here or not? Not so much. Huh? Yeah, not young. Lately, people don't go to army. Yeah, in Romania, people would go to army, and there were so many difficulties. There were so many problems there, but because people were going through those problems together, then the relationships they would build were really close. Something like this. Yes, and these relationships, or in Romania, it's also in the campus. You know, if you live in the campus, this is the same. You learn how to be really close, sometimes physically. we were staying in Uddhava Mitra's apartment, and it's not so big. So we learned how to be also physically close. No, it was not so bad. But really, it's for me, it's very inspiring to see the sacrifice, the austerities that the other devotees are taking to preach Krishna consciousness. You know, because it can be difficult, you know, like sometimes you don't speak, don't sleep properly. Sometimes you're just dead tired. And you see different devotees, sometimes devotees have different types of pains and so on. And they're just pushing, you know, like, okay, I'll just take one for the team. And the lunch is not ready in time. We had this idea that we have to have this fresh khichdi when we came back, and we came back like we went in the morning for Harinam, and we came back like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we were a bit hungry, or 2:30. And then on this machine of the dal was not boiling, you know, like it didn't get soft. So I was like, oh my god. So we were just all waiting, like, oh, come on. Come on, you can do it. But yeah, eventually at 4 o'clock we managed to get something to eat. Everyone was hungry. Everyone was like, but no one was complaining. Everyone was like, okay, pretending that they are detached.
was very, very inspiring for me to see. And also, of course, this doesn't only apply to travel in Sankirtan. These things you can apply also in the temple, in the, in all other things. Okay, I'll skip a few. I'll leave it for other times. What I also learned is that people do appreciate what we're doing. I mean, not everyone, but people do appreciate what we're doing. I was usually, if you want to find people in some small cities, there's two options. One is the coffee shops, or you can call it them bars, because that's what they are. So people are outside the bar, and sometimes inside, they are drinking something, usually some coffee or maybe something else. And then, they hear Hare Krishna, you go inside, you offer them a few books. Some take, some don't, and then you go out. That's it. And the other place where you can find people is the shopping centers. And the problem with shopping centers is that this is private space. And usually some of the owners like us, some of the owners don't like us. You know, like, but usually nothing happens. You can go there, you chant Hare Krishna, you distribute some books, and after 15 minutes they will come and say, you know, you cannot do this here because this is private space. And then you just say, oh, really? Oh, sorry. And then you just go because you're going anyway. Like, in 15 minutes you already distributed to all the people who would who wanted the books. So sometimes some people are more favorable, sometimes they're like there's these people who are like, oh, you cannot do this here. And then we were in Iliska Bistrica at Hofer, and we just came, we were saying, this was the last stop in that city, and then we were just going home. And we distributed some books, and then two ladies from the shop came out. They were in that mood. You could see why they have come. You know, they didn't ask. They didn't come to ask for some books. They're like, okay, so they are coming, and they stop Uddhava Mitra, and they're like, you know, they start, and they start discussing. And then one lady comes who was a customer there. She just got a book before, and she was like, oh, don't bother them. Can't you see this is such a good energy? She was really chastising them. What are you doing? This is good energy. Just go away. So these two ladies just went away like, okay, this is the customer. We don't want to bother the customer. So they just went back inside. It was interesting. But anyway, some people are really, really appreciate what we're doing. And they can see, oh, this is some people who have good intentions. They don't understand, oh, this is Krishna and so on. But, you know, like this. Yeah, this is really nice. Okay, just one more. This is what I learned more or less after. Because the biggest problem of these Sankirtan tours is that they finish. So when these tours finish, you're usually exhausted. You're just like,
oh my God, I just want to sleep. So you sleep one day, two days. And then you realize, oh, maybe that's too much. of course you need to rest and you need to take proper rest. But you're getting in the space where in the place where you are a bit spaced out. You're like, and then yesterday or today, Maharaj was asking for something, and I was like spaced out, and I was like, why do I need to do this, you know? in this, why? I just need to want to space out. And then I realized, you know, that this is not, this is stressful, of course. You have to arrange this, that. But this is good stress. This is really good stress. This is something we don't tell anyone, you know. Like when people come to Krishna consciousness, we tell them this is books on yoga and meditation tell you how to get free from stress. But we're lying. I mean, we're helping people to get free from material stress. But there is also spiritual stress. And this stress is really purifying. Like, this morning I started a bit looking for the next tour and planning. And I was really enlivened, you know, like I was like, wow, this is nice, yes, and this and that. We have to arrange it, this and that, and you know, like, and it was really inspiring for me because I had something to think of. And, you know, how they say, if you don't think of Krishna, what will you think about? So Maya will instantly give you something to think of. So I was really happy that, oh, I have something to plan, something to think about Krishna. Oh, Krishna. Oh, Krishna. Because that's the, that's really important. That's what these verses say. You can work with the body. But it's very good if you can focus the mind on something. So that's why for me it's very good that I have this kind of stress. They have to organize this. Then my mind is thinking 24 hours a day. Whoa, this on that and that. Whoa, this problem. But this is Krishna's problem. This is problems related to Krishna. So this is really good. This is really purifying. Yeah, I mean, I was feeling a bit stressed, but on the other side, I was like, nice, this is good stress. So, actually, I realized that this stress is mercy. This is the mercy. That this stress means that we can think 24 hours per day of Krishna. In some way, of course, maybe not of Krishna in his personal form, but of his mission. Which are non-different. So, yeah. This is really important. We don't tell this to most of the people. But stress, Krishna-related stress is good. So, There's a lot more things you can learn from traveling Sankirtan. Well, maybe next time. If you have the opportunity to go in such things, give it a try. Go. And if you can get some of this stress, because then it's good for you. Srila Prabhupada always said that Krishna consciousness advancement, when you advance in advancement comes from taking responsibilities in Krishna consciousness. So, accepting some stress. So, if you accept some stress, then life is good. You will think of something related to Krishna. If not, then Krishna will go. I mean, maybe it's for a certain category only, but yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll stop here. If there are some comments, questions, complaints.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I was just wondering what happens when if we say that, I mean, it's also there that Sankirtana and Harinam is the essence of Srila Prabhupada's movement and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. They are the essence, the practical essence of this Krishna consciousness. So what you can do to advance spiritually, like properly. Then what happens in the case when you get diseased or too old to do that anymore and you cannot even help financially, you cannot do anything but just chant and just, try to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness by the books and by the, other things, such as, which is not related necessarily directly to Sankirtan or Harinam.
Yeah, so, thank you. Harinam Sankirtan is mostly about a mood, not so much. And in these verses we can understand that there is some activities you can do with the body, but most important is the mind. It's not so much the body. And yeah, you can go in Sankirtan and think of completely something else. And you see devotees who don't go physically for Sankirtan anymore due to different other engagements or, and they are more in Sankirtan than probably the ones that go. Many times I give the examples of when we go in these tours. There's one person in the kitchen who is cooking every day for 2 weeks or something like this. So this is probably their mindset is also that of a Sankirtan devotee. So, and there's this tendency to put, this is Sankirtan Bhakta, this is not Sankirtan Bhakta. So Sankirtan is more of a state of mind. And it's more of this Yaredeka Tareka Krishna Upadesha, some devotees push this Sankirtan movement in different ways. Even if they don't go personally, they inspire their disciples, they inspire people who come. And there's so many things you can do, like this Harinam Sankirtan tours is just one part, but then some people are coming to the temple. If you go out and preach, some people will take the books, and some people will even read them, and some people will come and ask, "So what's next?" So what's this? And this, Srila Prabhupada said, it takes pounds and gallons of blood to make one devotee. So it's so many things that you can do. It's not you don't go out anymore. Okay, but you can preach from this, from the temple. Yeah, I can give you many examples, but. It's important that the mood is there.
But Prabhupada or Krishna will not make differences between who does practical Sankirtan or Harinam and those who do other things to sustain this, right?
The Krishna's instructions is... ultimate instruction of Krishna is to think of Him. So... the result of Sankirtan is that you will think of Krishna.
focus on
Sankirtana. Sankirtana is good for anartha nivritti or
good for anartha nivritti. Yes, it's a good purification, and it's really good. Like one thing you learn very fast is to depend on Krishna. Sometimes you're in really difficult situations. Sometimes you think you're not in difficult situations, but sometimes it's obvious that it's difficult situations. And when you're in more difficult situations, then you're like, okay, Krishna, now you do it. I cannot. I'm useless here. I cannot do anything. So you do it. You do your thing, you know? So then you learn this, and this is really important thing to learn, to be humble, like, oh, as soon as you go out there, you know, like, oh, the Maharati has come, I will distribute 100 books today, oh, just look around, you will suffer. And when you become a bit humble, you're like, okay, Krishna, I'm useless. Please, if you can do something, maybe, then it's actually, oh, okay, now you're talking. So, yeah, there's many things you can learn.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, something else? Grantarashimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.